No, it means a lot. More than I can probably say, more than I can articulate. You know, at the risk of getting a little too sentimental, maybe this organization's really stood by me. This group of guys in the locker room, especially some of these older guys, Matias and Roman and guys like that, just the support these guys have given me through last year and coming into this year and trying to find my game again. I just can't put it into words. So the amount of gratitude my wife and I have, you know, it's pretty special for me. My son's 2 years old, and when he sees the Preds logo, he says, "Daddy's team." And like, it makes me emotional just saying that, but that's pretty sweet. And when I started hearing him say that, I just knew this is the place I wanted to be. I didn't want to play anywhere else.
There you go, defenseman Mark Borowiecki talking last night after the game against the Capitals. Back here on the DDC, Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, and Derek Mason with you on this gorgeous Wednesday here in Nashville. Mark is now nice enough to join us and talk about last night's announcement during the first period intermission, where he announced that he has signed a contract extension and will indeed be back with this Predators team next year. How much, Mark, thanks for joining us, and how much did that mean to you and your family to get that done and put that behind you?
Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me on, first off, and it was really special. You know, we absolutely love it here. We really enjoyed our time, even though things kind of have had some ups and downs for us as a family, but right now we're in a really good spot. My wife, Tara, just loves it here. She loves the other wives here. You know, we got a good little crew of younger kids, and you know, the organization is just pretty fantastic, so I'm definitely thankful.
So your son is 2. Baby Boro 2 is coming when? Next month?
Yeah, so we got a little girl coming sometime in March. Looks like she's going to arrive a little bit early. So
does your son realize what's happening? Does he know baby sis is on the way?
He does. So he points at mama's belly there and says baby. So I think he's got some kind of an inkling. I'm not really sure if he really gets it, because then he'll point at my belly and say baby. And he's going to say, no, that's not maybe I've just eaten too much that night. I don't know. But it's going to be a lot of fun.
So he's obviously walking. Is he talking a lot at 2?
Yeah, he's pretty chatty guy, and I'm not just saying this to lay it on, but his favorite thing is hockey, and he walks around the house saying hockey and saying daddy's hockey, and he wants me to play hockey, so he's definitely following in his dad's footsteps, I think.
Well, I want to thank you for that. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. You know, when new players come to town, we tend to check, you know, from where they've come from with other media members. People have been around him. Hey, what's this guy like? And everybody kept telling us it was the same thing. No matter who we talked to, you're going to love Mark Borowiecki. That's a lot of pressure, right? Like, it's like, okay, it can't be that good. Like, everybody's saying the same, like, it can't be that good. Like, come on, guys. And I just want to thank you for living up to the expectations.
Oh,
you've done it, so thanks.
You guys are too nice. I guess I fooled a lot of people in Ottawa, so for them to say that. But I appreciate it. I mean, you know, I always just kind of say I'm just a normal guy who plays hockey. Just a different skill set than anyone else, but it doesn't make me any better or any worse than anyone else. Just another guy, so I appreciate that. Thank you.
This time, you know, going through what you went through and now seeing Al on the other side, going through this season with this team, how you've played, how this team has played, would you have ever envisioned that a year ago?
No, for sure. You know, I had some pretty serious, candid talks with my wife and my parents about where I thought my career was going to head from that point. And I really wasn't sure what the future was going to hold for me, not being able to kind of break that cycle of, you know, concussion symptoms I was having, and obviously some of the personal stuff I was going through. But, you know, again, credit to this organization. They gave me some resources that really helped me out. They stuck by me, and they gave me an opportunity. And, you know, one kind of goal I had this summer, I didn't just want to sit there and feel sorry for myself. I stayed in Nashville. I trained hard with our strength coach, David Good, and Goody. He's just been such a resource for me, too. And, you know, I really credit this organization. And, you know, I'm super thankful. I feel great playing with Matt Benning. You know, I love him. Got a lot of chemistry with him. And I just feel calm on the ice with him. So it's been fun for sure.
Yeah, let's go there. You took me right where I wanted to go next. I had your line mate up there with me Saturday night in postgame in Patron Platinum Club, and I asked him that. I asked him about playing alongside you and why that has looked like a natural fit and why that looks like you guys have been playing together your entire career. So I'll ask you the same thing I asked him. Why has this been you and Matt on that third D pairing? Why has that been such a natural fit?
I just think there's a few reasons. I think we get along well off the ice, and I think that always helps when you've got a bit of chemistry. I think we care for each other as people, not just, kind of what we do on the ice. I think we kind of read and process the game the same way. Both defensively minded guys, first and foremost. He's definitely got a little more offensive touch than I do. But I think for the most part, we're kind of processing the game similarly, and it just kind of helps us read off each other. I've said this to a few people. Like, my most successful year in Ottawa, I played with Dylan DeMello, who's on Winnipeg now, who we just saw recently. And I think there's a lot of similarities between Matt and Dylan. Just really smart players. They're calm. They just make smart decisions with the puck and don't play outside themselves. I went through a stretch there not playing with Matt, and then, to come back to him these past couple of games, it sort of feels like coming home again. it just really is enjoyable to play with him.
So I'm going to ask you this as a player, because Derek Mason, who's on the show with us today, he can speak on this on the NFL side because he had a long career in the NFL, so he would understand it. You understand it, how difficult it is to earn the trust of the coaching staff. And in years past, we've spent a lot of time talking because the fans were upset with a D pairing that, the third D pairing in particular, it's got to be better. And the coaching staff doesn't trust it. And this coaching staff not only plays you guys out, they're not afraid to put you guys in any spot. That must also mean a lot, right? It's very clear this coaching staff really trusts you and Matt.
Yeah, I confidence from your coaching staff, is just automatically going to, I think, increase your own personal confidence, when you know that you're trusted. It just sort of has this cumulative effect where I think it makes your game better and better because you're willing to go out there and do what they ask and know that you're going to get a shot no matter what happens. It really is, when I signed here a couple of years ago, the discussion was that, they kind of wanted a couple of guys on the third pair who could play that sort of 13 to 16 minute role and, PK and free up some of our big boys to play more offensive minutes. And, I look at the two left shot D playing in front of me, Roman and Matias, and, to me, those are two of the best defense in the league, two of the best defense in the world. I'm not looking to take those guys' minutes or those guys' opportunities. I'm looking to complement them, and that's playing, a true third pairing role and playing physical and hard and playing on the PK, and I just think it works well.
We're talking to Mark Borowiecki, Nashville Predators defenseman, and signed a contract that will take him through the end of next year. And, Mark, I want to ask you about last night. It's got to be frustrating, but you're a veteran player. You've been through the ups and downs of a season. It's been a while since you guys got a win because there was that break in there. But last night, you had to feel good about a lot of things that you did. Look at the possession numbers and, the posts that maybe an inch or two the other way could have been a different result. How do you try to maintain that even keel through a tough time like this?
Yeah, I think you touched on a lot of good things there. And as an older guy, I was proud of, I think, our response in the dressing room after the game, the things we were saying while we were talking about where our headspace as a group was. I think it's probably pretty challenging to find successful teams over the years in this league who haven't had, some blips, some ups and downs. That's just the nature of the season. And I think it's one thing if you're playing bad hockey and losing games, then you're kind of like, we need to recenter here. I think we did a lot of good things last night. What was it, 3 or 4 posts? Like you said, we had ozone them. I think there's a lot of things to take out of that game that are going to serve us well going forward here. But, at the end of the day, we're in the business of winning, so we got to find ways, as a group to kind of grow and dig in games like that where bounces aren't going our way and kind of find a way to just create out some points.
Mark, in reading, your situation that you were open about, that you went through, you've touched on it a couple of times when this kind of thing comes up. I was reading about Connor Ingram, Matt Duchene. All of you had different things that had to do with mental wellness, mental health, and it's now the awareness of this whole subject has come a long way in the last few years, which is a great thing. And there's a common thread between all three of your stories, even though you had different things that you were dealing with. And that's Vicky Woosley, who I've had a chance to meet when we travel. You know, when she started traveling with the team, I think a couple of us were like, who is this that's traveling with us now? And so we've all gotten to know her a little bit. What a wonderful person. But also, can you speak to her? You know, it's kind of a big asset to have somebody like that in-house that's available. Yeah. And I think people are now discovering this kind of thing.
Yeah. So Vicky's a psychologist, and she is she's been like an angel for me. She really has. And, you know, we don't just have a professional relationship at the rink, but she's really, you know, taken an interest in showing support to my wife and Miles and myself outside of the rink too. And I think anytime you have a relationship with someone like that, it's pretty special. She's given us, you know, a lot of tools to work with, not just on the performance side of things, but maybe some ideas to help deal with some stuff in our personal lives. And I think anytime you can clean up your personal life a little bit, it's just going to translate to success on ice. And she really is a special person. I'm so thankful to have her around. And like you said, just to kind of have her around us on a day-to-day basis. So if she travels with us, you know, I think sometimes that's a tough time for guys. You're on the road, you're sitting in your hotel room, kind of stewing over things, and maybe some negative thoughts are festering a little bit. Well, you know, she's a text or a phone call away and a quick meetup. So it's definitely.
Boy, that's such a great story. So, Mark, as we let you go here, you know, I think back to last year when you guys were in the same division as your next two opponents. You got Carolina and Florida, two buzzsaws, really, really good teams. I thought it eventually over time made you guys a better team to be playing those guys so often. It's kind of interesting that you're facing these guys, the next two teams, when you guys are trying to come out of this little lull here.
Yeah, I mean, it feels kind of strange playing them again. I felt like we played them nonstop last year and haven't seen them yet much. But, you know, Carolina's just sort of that classic straight line skate into the ground team, solid fundamentals. Like you said, I think any time you play against a team that plays at that kind of pace, you have no choice but to elevate your game and match it, if not succeed it, because if you don't, they're just going to skate you into the ground and probably take 2 points from you. So I think it's, you know, important for us to recognize that our game and our identity is what gives us success, and that's being big and physical and imposing. But at the same time, you know, we're going to have to play in straight lines too. We're going to have to play the solid fundamentals, because if we get, you know, east-west and loose against a team like that, they're going to make you pay. And likewise for Florida, they're obviously hot. They've got a ton of firepower. So it's going to be important for us to tighten up our game.
Mark, let me end with this. I know you guys are sick of it. Your coach is probably sick of it. But here goes the penalty question, because I just want to get your, you know, what your thoughts are. Because Saturday's hit in the third, you know, changed the complexion of the game. And you guys have a certain style that you bring to the table night in and night out, and you don't want to lose that. It's what's given you your success. But it is a delicate balance, right, playing that style and making sure that style doesn't hurt you, right?
Yeah, 100%. You know, I think at this point in the season, the way we play physically has certainly won us more games than it's lost us. So I think overall it's a net positive. You know, it gives us an advantage. You know, we're a physically intimidating team. And anyone who says that doesn't matter in today's game anymore, you know, either probably hasn't been out there against a team like us, or, you know, doesn't really appreciate how difficult that is to play against. But it really is a fine line. You know, you don't want to kind of neuter guys, right? We have to go out there and play instinctually. And unfortunately, when you're big boys out there, sometimes bad things are going to happen. But, you know, those kind of intense physical penalties, those are the ones that we can live with and try to kill. You know, we know we're going to take a few of those just based on the way we play. So how can we help ourselves? I mean, that's, you know, getting rid of some of the ticky-tacky penalties, you know, the stick infractions or, you know, ones that we know we can probably take out of our game. So I think that's going to kind of help us find a bit of a balance.
Hey, really appreciate your time today. Thanks so much for doing this. Congratulations again on the extension. We're glad you're going to be sticking around. And best of luck. We'll talk to you down the road.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure, guys. I really appreciate it, and appreciate the kind words. And thank you for having me on.
All right, our pleasure. That is defenseman Mark Borowiecki. Good stuff from him. We'll come back and react. But first, Willie, you're going to have a word about QC Kinetics.
All right, let's talk QC Kinetics. They are in town, and they are fairly new and they want to keep spreading the word about what's out there for you if you've been dealing with the joint pain. Yes, the joint pain can start catching up as you get older, and it, for some of you, might start limiting what you can do. And you don't want that. You want to stay active. You want to keep doing your thing, whether that's golf or tennis or biking or hiking, anything that it may be. If you've got sore hips, sore knees, shoulder, whatever it is, QC Kinetics is there for you. And they want you to know that steroid shots and pain pills and some of the traditional methods are not the only options out there for treatment. You can get real, lasting, life-changing relief from QC Kinetics. These are biologic therapies that repair the damaged tissue in those aching joints. And they've had a great success rate. To find out more, you want to call the local medical professionals at QC Kinetics, 615-249-4024. Finally, a new, different, highly successful approach to dealing with joint pain. No surgery, no drugs, no downtime. QC Kinetics, 615-249-4024.